In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor focuses on local water concerns and tells you about ways to learn more and take action.
There's nothing like a long, hot, dry spell to draw attention to the critical role of water in our lives, especially for those of us continuing to nurse along vegetable gardens. A little further consideration provides a reminder that water also plays a key role in most of the ongoing environmental issues in central Illinois. In DeWitt County, for example, citizens are waging a years-long battle to prevent a landfill from taking in soil laden with PCBs from a federally mandated cleanup in Chicago. Why? Because the landfill site overlays the Mahomet Aquifer, which supplies water for approximately 800,000 area residents. In Vermilion and Champaign counties, citizens are fighting to prevent the incursion of a new coal mine. People in the immediate vicinity of the site oppose the loss of farmland and other environmental degradation associated with surface operations of a mine. But people from a broader circle are engaged in the effort over concerns about water. They question how the demand for water by the mine will affect supplies available for other uses, and they point out that pollution generated by mining would threaten the Salt Fork of the Vermilion River. Earlier this year, when the Champaign-Urbana Sanitary District agreed to supply water for a fertilizer factory proposed in Tuscola, it did so over the opposition of citizens who are concerned that cutting back the district's clean discharge into the Saline Branch, a tributary of the Salt Fork, will degrade conditions for aquatic life there. In terms of scale, it should be remembered, none of these impacts comes close to the current and potential future impacts of industrial agriculture. The dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico, for example, which covered an area the size of Connecticut this summer, begins with fertilizer pollution from fields in Illinois and other corn-growing states. And no other potential demand for water from the Mahomet Aquifer compares to the potential demand represented by an expansion of agricultural irrigation in Champaign and surrounding counties. I call attention to these issues not to bring you down, but to motivate you to take advantage of four upcoming opportunities for learning and action. And don't worry, all of the details of time and place will be available by way of a web link. This is just a quick overview. This Saturday, staff from Prairie Rivers Network will lead a bicycle tour of four residential rain gardens in Champaign. The Rain Garden Ramble will begin at the Prairie Rivers Network office and run from 2 to 4. It's free and open to the public, but organizers ask that you register in advance. Also on Saturday, the Upper Sangamon River Conservancy will conduct a cleanup on the Sangamon to celebrate It's Our River Day. The cleanup will be based at the Isaac Walton Cabin at Lake of the Woods Forest Preserve in Mahomet and begin at 8:30 a.m. On Thursday, September 26th, the Prairie Group of the Sierra Club will sponsor a panel discussion of water issues in Champaign County at the Champaign Public Library. Beginning on the morning of Sunday, October 6th, the First Presbyterian Church of Urbana will conduct a 6-week public seminar series on water, including global and local perspectives. Again, you can find links for details about all of these events through the Environmental Almanac website.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor serves as Communication Coordinator.